Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, they didn't lose by as many as
no,
you thought.
No, they did not.
There's your moral victory.
I guess so. Bill was very benevolent on him. There's no doubt about that. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, even, what was it? Toward the end of the first half, I think it, at that point, I think it was still 20 to nothing. And they had a 4th-and-1 in Jet territory. And he didn't even, he punted.
Nah, punted it away.
So that's all you needed to know. Bill was like, you know what? They're in brutal shape. I'm gonna go easy on him.
It wasn't vindictive, Bill.
No,
it was more.
It was not.
Let me get the victory and get
right.
the hell out of
that's
here.
That's what
Bill.
It was,
and that's why he pulls Brady. Then he right. has to go back to Brady after Stidham throws the pick six
right.
to Jamal Adams.
Right, right.
So I think we didn't see the vindictive
now,
Belichick.
Edelman got banged up in this game.
He did, yeah. And look, their concern is they're playing the only somewhat that's the way I would call
Buffalo.
Them the somewhat threat to them in this division.
Yep.
And that's the Buffalo Bills. Now they're not really a threat. They're more like a gnat that's flying in your
right.
ear.
Right, right.
And Bill will, you know, swat it away next week.
More than likely.
But the Jets and the Dolphins, and yes, I'm using them in the same sentence right now, they are non-threats. Oh. They cannot play in the same stratosphere as the Patriots
well,
right now.
I don't know if the Jets can play in the stratosphere of any pro team right now. I
mean, well, the offense, Dolphins.
Yeah, but that offensive line is just, last year's was better. I mean, they got the bye week coming up. You got to do something with that line. I mean, Khalil looks like he's done, Ryan Khalil. He had a penalty in this game that cost him early in the game. I mean, he looks finished. Go back to Harrison at center. Maybe this guy Alex Lewis they traded for from the Ravens. Maybe he can play, you know, put him on your offensive line. You got to do something because, I said this before, bro. Le'Veon Bell, in the three games he's played, he hasn't even had a sliver to run through.
Well, that's why it's false to just say, oh, don't worry, Sam's coming back.
Come on.
As if Sam Darnold's going to change the fact that the offensive line is awful right now. I mean, will they have a more respectable offense with Sam out there as opposed to Luke Falk? Sure. But if this line is going to continue to play like this, it's not going to get that much better.
No.
It'll get a little bit better.
Nope.
But it can't get worse. They can't move the football at all. I mean, this was a putrid offensive performance. I got to tell you, I know the line sucks, and I know Luke Falk is Luke Falk. But I'm getting sick of hearing the excuses for Adam Gase. Meanwhile, I watched the Carolina Panthers use an undrafted free agent in Kyle Allen.
I never heard of a guy.
And he threw 4 touchdown passes.
He lit it up. He was better than Cam Newton. It was unbelievable. You're right. I mean, I'm tired of hearing excuses already for this guy. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, this guy's the quarterback. What has he done? He's done nothing. He did nothing in Miami. Yeah, I mean, big deal. I could coach Peyton Manning and look good. I mean, enough already.
Well, how about this?
Give me a break.
I read this, and this is a really interesting quote from our good buddy Manish Mehta.
Good.
And by the way, I know what Manish is doing, and I'm all for it. But Le'Veon Bell said, sometimes they had calls where they outcalled us, or they're in a better defense than the offense we played. I mean, that's calling out the coach.
Of course it is.
So here's Le'Veon Bell, no problem with this.
Right.
Basically saying, hey, how about some of the play calls from this head coach?
Yep.
How about that? Why don't we throw that out there?
Well, I'm telling you, and I'm saying this watching this game yesterday, okay? And I'm saying to myself, you got no shot in this game. So play it, you know, cast faith to the wind. How about the second half kickoff would be an onside kick? Why not? Do something. You got to shake it up. I know the kid had no time to throw, but let me see some throws downfield. They didn't even try to get the ball to Le'Veon Bell down the field.
You know why? Because for the second straight week, we saw signs of him quitting, of him saying, we got no shot.
Yeah.
We saw that at the end of the first half against Cleveland.
Right.
And we even saw it at times in this game. And the excuse is, I'm not saying the offensive line isn't horrible. It is. I'm not saying Luke Falk is a starting NFL quarterback. He isn't. But it's just too easy.
Yep.
It's so easy to say, look, it's Luke Falk. The offensive line's bad. Whatever. Not Gase's fault.
Right.
I mean, is there any creativity here? Any?
Nothing.
Are you offering any help to this offensive line?
Nothing.
Any?
Nothing. He goes to the Wildcat one time, and what is he with Le'Veon? He has him hand the ball to Montgomery. What is that? What is that? Who was that? Were we surprising people?
No, it was stunning.
But what are we doing?
It was stunning.
I mean, and at least the defense, okay, was out there. I thought the defense at least was trying. I know they got beat up bad in the first half. Edelman was killing everybody and all of that. But, I mean, you know, at least they were out there giving you an effort. These guys who you never even heard of, you know, Neville Hewitt, this guy, Brahmis, whatever his name is, the defensive
Basham,
line.
Terrell Basham.
Basham. You know, these kind
How about Blake Cashman?
Blake
I thought he played well as well.
He was all over the field.
But you know
fifth-round draft choice.
But you know who didn't play
oh,
well?
Oh, my God.
You know who we didn't hear about
this
until
guy,
a 3rd and 16 was made an automatic first down
right.
because of an illegal hands to the face? The guy known as Leonard Williams, who's turning into a bust.
A huge bust as a first-round draft choice. Let's be honest. The guy's done nothing in 4 years. And I'm going to tell and Ira made a great – I got to give Ira credit for this, okay? Ira in Staten Island. He's called, he talked to me after the game. I got to give him credit for it. He said, we should trade Leonard Williams for a draft choice. You know what? If you could get a pick, if you could get a fifth-round pick right now for Leonard Williams.
A fifth-round pick?
Whatever it is.
They better get better than that.
Well, okay, but whatever you could get for him, get him out now. Because you're not re-signing this guy. And I'm tired of hearing, well, you know, you don't understand. They double-team him. They do this. They do that. What are you talking about? How many? It's a joke.
Well, his snap count yesterday was down big time. So you're seeing they're taking him off the field.
He does nothing.
That is one thing. I'm going to give a compliment to Adam Gase and Greg Williams.
Yeah.
They hold guys accountable.
Yeah, we hardly saw Trumaine Johnson yesterday.
They have completely buried Trumaine Johnson.
If they could get rid
Johnson.
Of him without getting the cap hit, he'd be gone already.
No, you're right. The cap hit's the problem.
Right, of course.
We've seen them handle Trumaine Johnson.
Yep.
I even thought what Gase did with Jamal Adams 2 weeks ago against the Browns was the right thing to do, kind of protect them from himself.
Yep.
So I do get the sense, more so than the past administration, that they are holding guys accountable. Now, they don't hold themselves accountable. God knows that's not going to happen.
Well,
but I do at least appreciate that. And I think Leonard Williams' number dwindling on times he's on the field is a sign that he's not fooling everybody anymore.
No.
I remember, and I like Pro Football Focus. I really do. I like them. I think they do a good job. But last year, we would come in, Ernie and I, because I pay the money to read Pro Football Focus. I think it's worth it.
Right.
And usually they're right. And I would look at Leonard Williams' grade and compare it to my eyes. And it seemed as if they were grading on a curve or something. Leonard Williams would always walk away with a good grade.
How is it possible?
Well, now that's not happening.
How is it possible?
I don't know. But I think now the reputation that, and I give you credit because you were calling out Leonard Williams like 5 minutes after he was drafted, basically. Yeah, you know, can this guy do something?
Yep.
I think now he is being exposed
to
the masses.
There's no question about it. The guy's been, he's been terrible. I mean, this guy was, and remember when they drafted him, he was, like, supposed to be the best player in the draft.
Right. He fell to them.
He fell to the Jets at 6. Maybe we know why now.
Yeah.
I mean, because the guy has been terrible. I mean, there's no other way to say it, and I'm tired of hearing about it. And, like, you know, the double team and it is, well, he plays the run well. And give me a break. You know, you don't even know the guy's on the field until, like you said, 3rd and 16, illegal hands to the face, give him a first down.
That's when you know he's there.
Come on.
That's when you know he's there. But 11 offensive points in 12 quarters.
The defense has scored more.
Yeah.
The defense has 2 touchdowns.
And now the specials has some points.
And they got one.
Yeah.
And by the way, that guy didn't get cut already. They showed a picture of that guy in the bench. You know that guy, like, whatever. I forget how you say his name. He's got kind of a wild name. You know, it's like, the guy's
Olszewski.
Something like that. Guy's got his hands in the face. Like, he knows he's done. did Bill cut him yet?
Not yet.
And he could. And after that, that backup quarterback threw the pick six to Jamal. I mean, I'm saying to my wife, he's taking him out of the game.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 2-score game. Brady's coming back. And he did immediately.
Oh, no doubt.
There was no doubt about it.
I understand how devoid of weapons the Jets are right now as far as their offensive line giving a third-string quarterback protection. I get it. And even the receivers are very underwhelming. I get all of it.
Sure.
But 0-for-12 on third down,
oh.
11 offensive points in 12 quarters. I got to tell you, just sitting there and saying, well, can't blame Gase. He's got nobody there. When we look around the league and see guys performing at, or at least, I'm not asking to perform at a high level. I'm not even asking that. I'm asking for a pulse.
Right.
Something.
No, play like a pulse, like you said, with the quarterback. Like, make the guy look like he's at least an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Because, you got to be kidding me.
But maybe, you know what our problem is, Joe? Maybe we set the bar too high because we were told he's a quarterback whisperer.
Yeah.
We were told he's an offensive guru.
Right.
And maybe my bar's too high. Because based on all of that and all that garbage that I had to hear about for 3 months, based on no record at all, there was no record that indicated that was true, that maybe my bar is way too high and I shouldn't expect more than 11 offensive points in 12 quarters.
Yeah.
Maybe that's my fault, Joe.
Bro,
so I apologize.
You know, and I'm going to go back to the owner who this guy sold a bill of goods to. Let's be honest about it. He sold him a bill of goods. He was great. He gave a great interview. So I'll pay no attention to what this guy's done in the league so far as a head coach.
Yeah.
He's the coach. He's the guy that's going to make Sam Darnold into Dan Marino. I mean, give me a break.
And don't worry. Once Sam comes back and the same garbage happens, there'll be new excuses defending Adam Gase. Well, it's the offensive line. How can you blame him?
Right.
That's what it's going to be now for the rest of the season.
What a disgrace. And so much for the streak of first-year head coaches having winning seasons, because that ain't happening. You know, in fact, where is that first win coming from? Let me know where it happened. Where it's at. Miami, I guess, week 8.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
And I'm telling you right now, the Dolphins will beat them once this year.
I don't know, man. That one, I don't even know if I can say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.